From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has been working the phones since announcing the deal to limit Iran's nuclear program. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, he's spoken with a number of leaders, including some who have expressed opposition to the proposed agreement.
Among the first phone calls Obama made to discuss the Iran agreement, President Hollande of France, Chancellor Merkel of Germany, British Prime Minister Cameron, and the High Representative of the European Union. According to the White House, Obama called them all separately and thanked them for their roles in reaching the deal. The leaders have all agreed to stay in close cooperation. Obama also spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who strongly opposes the deal. The White House says Obama reassured Netanyahu that the agreement on nuclear issues does not, quote, diminish our concerns regarding Iran's support for terrorism or threats toward Israel. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
The family of Eric Garner has reached a settlement with New York City nearly a year after Garner died in police custody. NPR's Joel Rose explains the city's agreeing to pay nearly $6 million.
Eric Garner died after police placed him in a chokehold, which is prohibited by NYPD policy. The officers were trying to arrest Garner for allegedly selling loose cigarettes in Staten Island. Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, says the settlement is no reason to celebrate.
Don't congratulate us. This is not a victory. The victory will come when we get justice. Then we want to have a victory party.
Eric Garner's death was ruled a homicide, though none of the police or the ambulance crew involved have been charged with a crime. His family says it will continue pushing the Department of Justice to bring federal charges against the officers involved in Garner's arrest. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Dozens of family members of victims of the Colorado movie theater shooting packed the courtroom today for closing arguments. Prosecutors contend the alleged shooter was sane at the time of the shootings and should be given the death penalty. DA George Brockler says the fact that he has been diagnosed with mental illness does not preclude him from being sane when he opened fire inside the crowded theater, killing 12 and wounding dozens of others.
Do not confuse mental disease or defect with moral obliquity, the idea that someone just simply rejects society's norms and standards.
Some wept as the judge read the names of the dead and wounded as he gave instructions to the jurors. James Holmes has pleaded not guilty to the 2012 shootings by reason of insanity. Greece's finance minister now says the necessary measure needed to begin talks on that country's third bailout has been submitted to Parliament. The bill due to be discussed tomorrow and voted on possibly tomorrow evening. Among other things, it would include reforms to Greece's consumer tax. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras agreed to it during a marathon 17-hour Eurozone summit on Monday. This left him feeling a backlash at home. Stocks posted relatively broad gains today. The Dow was up 75 points to close above 18,000. The Nasdaq rose 33 points. You're listening to NPR. A lawyer representing former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has told a federal judge he's gearing up for a trial and plans to file a number of motions contesting elements of an indictment against the once-powerful politician. Hastert has pleaded not guilty to charges he tried to hide large cash transactions and that he lied about it to the FBI. Hastert's criminal defense attorney, among other things, telling the judge the indictment was amended in, quote, an impermissible way when an unnamed source told the media the Republican lawmaker was paying hush money to cover up alleged sexual misconduct. Search planes continue to scour the rugged mountains of northern Washington state for the wreckage of a small plane that went down over the weekend. Two people are still missing and feared dead, but as NPR's Tom Bontz of Northwest News Network reports, family members do have one amazing survival story to celebrate.
16-year-old Autumn Veach of Bellingham, Washington, is recovering today at a rural hospital. Veach was one of three family members on the single-engine private plane that crashed somewhere in the Cascade Mountain Range. Nearly 2 days afterwards, Veach walked out of the wilderness and flagged down a passing car. Cindy Button manages the ambulance service that responded.
Initial reports were that she had some injuries, but they're very minor. She had a lot of exposure injuries and a lot of injuries, minor injuries from hiking out over the course of the days.
Veach's father says she thanked him for making her watch reality TV survival shows. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher. The price of crude oil was up 75 cents a barrel today to end the session at $52.95 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.